Jam.
Go.
Hit 104.7.
Hello, I'm super excited to be joined by UK artist Mimi Webb. She's definitely an artist to watch out for. She's got such an amazing voice and she dropped her brand new single, House on Fire. She also performed on Jimmy Fallon for the first time and absolutely nailed it. Hey, Mimi.
Hey, Gemma. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's good. It's great to finally chat with you because I remember seeing Will Manning post like your songs like last year and stuff like that. So that's how I discovered you. Oh, it was so cool.
Yeah. Oh no, I love Will. He's such a great friend.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love that.
He's so awesome. And congratulations on your new single, House on Fire. I love it. It's so sassy but emotional. What was it like working on it?
Oh, it was honestly so much fun. It's obviously, you know, such a fun, bubbly, crazy song. And also very daunting to release, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, the process was so, so great.
And what was it like working on that song? So obviously it is, you know, so personal, but it's such a fun song as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it's, you know, it's so great to come back in the year with a song that's super fun, pop, loud. And I think, you know, it really gets all those points. So yeah, it's been really cool just to see the reaction as well from the fans of how, you know, they love my emotional music, but they also love this really pop, fun sounding stuff too. So it was really cool just to see, you know, how people reacted to that.
It's so awesome as well. And like one of my favourite lyrics in there is she'll be out of town with the getaway driver. It's so good.
Yeah, I had to add that part. I was like, it needs something where it just finishes it off.
Yeah.
Makes it a little bit more relaxed, but also is a bit like, you know, I don't think she'll be there when you go there because she's gone.
It's so good. And the music video looked like so much fun, like how you had the big house and you had the fire brigades and stuff like that. I bet it was so fun working on it.
Yeah, no, it was so, so fun. And also to be able to play all those different roles and characters was just so great. And I really wanted to make it really lighthearted and fun on the music video just because, you know, I wanted to just make sure the song and everything came across okay.
Yeah.
So to be able to do those different characters and just have a little bit of fun with it, really, and very tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, I love that. And last year as well, you released your debut EP, which was amazing, by the way. What was it like working on it?
It was really fun, and it was quite crazy because working on that whole EP really made me realise the relationship I was in was just not right. So it was quite interesting to see how working on that and creating that really helped me grow as an individual in my own personal life. So yeah, it's definitely a moment always and forever will be a memory and something where it really helped me get through. So it was really great. And it's just also awesome to see other people also going through that, and it's helping them realise situations.
I love that. And it must be so therapeutic as well. Like you're in the studio working on it and then you release it for everyone else as well. And like also performing these songs live, it must feel so good.
Yeah. Oh, so, so fun. And I think also, you know, releasing, I started releasing the pandemic. So then it's been so great to really, you know, as soon as we got out, just to jump in and really get it going and get the set together, and just to see people in person as well is just so great because, you know, even I'm, you know, touring around the US at the moment, and it's just so great to see people's reactions and actually people knowing the words. It's crazy to me coming from the UK. So yeah, very, very excited.
It's so amazing. I also love the song. One of my favourites on there is Halfway that you did with Plested. He's so amazing as well.
Oh, I love Plested. Such a legend. Yeah, he's great, and it was so much fun working on that with him.
It's so amazing. And like as well, you're on tour with Tate McRae, which is huge. What's it been like touring? Because like I feel like as well, your audiences are both very similar, so it's so cool to see you both killing it and going on tour together.
Yeah, it's so great, and it's really awesome to have fans that are very similar to mine, and we're all in the same genre of music, and music wise it's all very cool. So yeah, it's just so much fun, and her fans are so great, so to be able to perform to them and also get them to listen to my music and see what they reckon is just such a gift. So yeah, really excited to be here, and Tate's great as well, and it's so lovely to build a friendship with her.
I love that. And whereabouts are you now, because you're on tour at the moment? Which city are you in?
So we've just hit Nashville. It's great. I love it. It's a bit rainy today, so I haven't done too much, but went on a scooter around Nashville.
That's so cool.
Hour, so so that was really fun. But yeah, it's really great here, and there's music everywhere, there's bands in every bar. It's so great.
That's so cool, because when I think of Nashville, I picture like the TV show Nashville. I don't know if you've seen that. Like,
yes. Oh yeah, that's actually a good idea. That's cool. Link up there.
Yeah, and it's very cool. And it's super exciting as well, because you're coming to Australia soon in a few months. Is this your first trip here?
It is. Yes. It's going to be the first trip, and I'm so, so excited. It's just going to be so incredible to just meet fans, you know, there, and also just soak up the atmosphere of, you know, the energy of the crowd and how it's going to be really with the shows there. I can't wait to experience it.
It's going to be so exciting. I'm so excited to hear all your songs live. Like, it's going to be amazing.
I'll see you there.
Yes.
No way. So good.
And what was it like as well? You were on Jimmy Fallon, your debut performance on there. What was that like? You nailed it.
Oh my gosh, that was just a dream come true. I could not believe it. I think it still hasn't sunk in yet because I've just been on the go.
Yeah.
And I'm sure after this tour, I'm just going to sit there and look back at pictures of the tour and think, did that really just happen?
You're like, I did that. That's so cool.
Yeah, literally. It was insane. And my family are just so excited for me too. And yeah, it was just such a great, great day.
So amazing. And I've got like a fun rapid round of questions. What is your favourite show to binge watch?
Good one. favourite show... Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
That's so good. And your favourite emoji?
The little cute, like, face, the little, like, shy baby face.
Yeah, so cute. Like, and if you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Oh, that's a really good one. Maybe, like, I always thought I'd like to lift objects up with, like, a special power.
Yeah.
When I was, like, young, I used to watch all those cool like channels and stuff that would, you know, like little episodes and stuff that would be witches and all that, so yeah, maybe something like that, some invisible kind of like push power. I could just push something out of the way.
That would be so handy. So good. And your favorite snack?
Favorite snack would be Haribo sweets.
Oh, they're the best. You can't beat them.
So good.
And your dream collaboration?
Dream collaboration. I've got lots, but let's go for Adele, because that's just a very long shot.
That would be amazing. It could happen. You never know. Put it out there. Like, let the universe do its thing.
Oh, well, let's do it.
And your favourite social media platform?
TikTok.
Yeah.
And Instagram. They're all the same. I love them both.
They're so fun. And describe your music in three words.
Emotional storytelling and fun.
Yeah, I love that. And something on your bucket list that you'd like to achieve this time next year?
I'd like to be like at the Grammys.
Yes. You need to
just to be there as well and just see and, you know, get a nomination or perform, you know, all these award shows, just to be in that whole, I think that's just so much fun. It's just insane. So yeah, I'd love to be there, but yeah, it might be. Yeah.
That would be amazing. Best new artist, that needs to happen next year.
Let's go. Let's get it.
And thank you so much for the chat as well. It's so lovely finally chatting with you, and I love seeing you kill it. See, like, I'm so proud. Like, congratulations with everything.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, lovely.
Thank you.
You.